2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in the Messiah Yeshua. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. You therefore, endure hardness, as a good soldier of Yeshua the Messiah. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. Consider what I say, and the sovereign give you understanding in all things. Remember that Yeshua the Messiah of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my good news, wherein I suffer trouble, as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of Yahweh is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in the Messiah Yeshua with eternal esteem. Faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Master, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved to Yahweh, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more wickedness, and their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahweh stands sure, having this seal, Yahweh knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Yahweh depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, and well met for the Master's use, and prepared to every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, and charity, and peace with them that call on the sovereign out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of Yahweh must not strive, but be gentle to all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if Yahweh perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. End of chapter.